Carson Energy Radio, and we're at the top of the hour, and we are talking truth because you can't handle the truth, especially if you're listening to this show. And if you don't know some of the stuff we talk about on the show, I always say YouTube it, Google it, learn it for yourself. Your own experience is how you're going to learn any of this stuff that we talk about. Thank you, Linda Starwolf, again, for coming on and doing a journey with us all. Again, her website is shamanicbreathwork.org. And now we're going to jump to our next guest. We have the creators, the two producers of Portal to Ascension, and they're joining us from all the way in California. And the website, again, is portaltoascension.org. We have Ilya and Neil joining us on the show. How are you guys doing? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, brother. Thanks for having us.
Doing great, Absolutely. Brother. Great to be here.
Absolutely. So you're both, as I call, young star seeds like myself in the 20s or 30s, and you guys have done some amazing work for being so young and, really stepping up to the par and doing an event like this. So we have about 5 minutes. So if you each could give us about a minute or two your version of, what this event is, what you're doing, and how you came to doing it. We don't have much time because your stories are both on the website. People could read it, but give us a little 1 minute of like how your awakening was and how this event came to be and the importance of it, why you're putting on the Cosmic Reunion Fourth Density Conference.
Sure. Well, I could start it off. Basically, my awakening started in my late teens, and I was always interested in everything cosmic, everything from star seeds to various ETs to channeling to, you know, you name it, the whole thing. And I met Neil a few years ago, and at that point we had an idea that why don't we do an event that can really boost this awareness of cosmic energy, self-empowerment, unconditional love, and also teach people and remind people that we're not alone in the universe and that we're actually here to be anchors of this cosmic energy. And by really living our passion, we can, you know, be those visionaries and bring that information forward for people.
Absolutely. And Neil?
And I, around the year 2000, when I was 18, I started stumbling on a bunch of YouTube videos and basically learned a lot of stuff about ancient civilizations and religions, and that led me into an awareness that when I was younger, I always felt like I really didn't belong here, and I felt that there was more, and it kind of instigated a sort of remembrance of that there's something else going on in the universe, and that I have a reason, and I have a mission, and that's why I'm on planet Earth right now. And in 2009, Ilya and I met up, and we were at the Awaken Aware conference with Project Camelot, and we had an idea that we wanted to kind of create something similar to that. So over the next few years, we started creating a bunch of different events, and the Cosmic Reunion, the past one, was the pinnacle of what we've been creating, and now it's just escalating from there, and this one's going to be the next level. But it's not just about kind of like airy-fairy information that you get, information you can go home with. It's really about practical information about how we can take action and how we can implement that in our lives moving on from 2012 to 2013 and beyond.
Absolutely. What a great conference to put together where people can come and experience this. And so many conferences like this are happening all over the world, transformational festivals, conferences like this. And to have two young guys like yourself putting this together really marks the path for all the light workers and way showers that have been around for 20, 30, 40 years that, hey, us new indigos and star seeds on the block are stepping up to the base, and we're hitting them home. So you guys are doing amazing work, and we're running a few minutes behind, so just hang on right there because I still want to talk to you a little bit about what's going to be going on at the event. So hang on right there, guys. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we come back. I want to hear a little bit more about the event and the website. Again, for the listeners out there, you can check out it's portaltoascension.org. We'll be right back.
What would you like to see done, both on your behalf and on the behalf of your people, by citizens?
Well, I'm 43 years old now, and I've been struggling for Indian rights since I was a teenager, some treaty rights. And, I think it's about time that American citizens put pressure on their government.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
The Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Star Synergy Radio, and we're joined by the producers of Portal to Ascension that's taking place in Irvine, California. And before you guys go, I want to talk a little bit about the festival itself, about the event, I should say, not festival. But who's going to be there, and what can people expect by going and experiencing this Portal to Ascension?
Sure. Well, some of the speakers that are going to be there one of them is Amelia Benz. She's a very beautiful spirit. She's going to be flying in from Sacramento, and she's an ascension coach, and she talks about self-empowerment and how to really raise your vibration and be able to really excel and shine and be your authentic self in these times. Neil, do you want to talk about some of the other speakers?
Sure. We also have Cynthia Crawford, who will be bringing her sculptures there. She's had a lot of experiences with different ET races. So last time she actually spoke about her past and how she got to where she is now, but this time we're hoping she's actually going to speak about individual races and her connections to them and a little more information on the Arcturians and Syrians and so forth. And we also have Peter Sterling, who is a world-renowned harpist, and he'll be there. He'll be playing his harp and also talking about his experiences aboard the Grey Mothership and also his connection with the angelic realm.
And we're also going to be having Laura Eisenhower on Saturday evening. And after Laura, we're going to have Dr. Dream, who is our keynote speaker. And Dr. Dream is also going to be emceeing the entire conference as well. So it's really going to be kind of a dream team event, and we're really, really looking forward to it. And it's going to be March 30th and 31st in Irvine, California.
Excellent. Go ahead, Neil.
Last time we had an after party both nights, and this time we're going to have the after party Saturday night, and we have some really amazing conscious musicians that actually embed frequencies, like 432 hertz vibrations, in order to kind of give you that ambient meditative experience. So that's something that's going to be really exciting Saturday night.
Excellent, and I plan on being out there as well to do a live broadcast of the event, to do some filming, so it's definitely going to be a blast. And of course, the website, again, is Portal to Ascension. And also, for all the listeners, if you go to starseedenergyradio.com, on the events page, there's more information also on there, which has links to the website. And we're going to have you guys both back on next week to talk some more about the event and upcoming stuff. And you're going to be joined also by Dr. Dream. So that's next weekend, and that's going to be really exciting. So thank you both for coming on the show, and we'll see and talk to you guys next week.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Awesome. Star Bros. We'll talk to you soon. And we're going to jump to our next and final interview of the evening. We have George Kavassalis joining us from Down Under in Australia. And he was with us last week shortly, and he's been a regular on this show talking about, well, what we've been doing is taking different excerpts from his book, Our Universal Journey. He just put a book out, Our Universal Journey, an ebook, and we've taken different sections, topics, chapters from that, if you will, and going over it. So tonight we're going to go into a little bit about who we are, where do we come from, which we talked a little bit about last time George was on the show. So we'll talk a little bit more of that tonight, and also what are we doing here. So with that, George, Star Brother, thanks for coming on. How you doing this evening? Oh, the station just said we lost connection, so we're going to try to get him back. Okay, so to give you a little background on George, for those of you who do not know George Kavassalis, George has always seen the world through different eyes as compared to those around him, as did I. From a very young age, he was aware that the universe was full of life and could see and feel life around him more deeply than other people. I think a lot of us are like that, where we came from this early age of really feeling energies and knowing inside of us that something wasn't right, or we didn't feel right here, we didn't feel good here. I sort of felt like that a lot of times through my life. So I think a lot of these characteristics of a lot of the luminaries and visionaries of today are journeys and experiences a lot of us have gone through. Because when I read a lot of people's stories, I could say to myself, like, hey, I have experienced that and I have went to that. So it's good to see someone else who has gone through similar experiences as me, who is also putting out light and love, which is why I connect with George so much. And the station says we got him back. So with that, George, how are you?
Hey, John, are you there?
Yep, I can hear you. How's everything going?
Woohoo! Going good, mate. Yeah, it's amazing how many issues I'm having trying to connect today with you. It's really quite amazing. Yeah, it keeps dropping out, but I'm here and we're talking. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's good. It seems that I get that a lot with a lot of guests that I have on. Out of nowhere, Skype drops off, and who knows, it's probably the synergistic energy of what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How are you today, Jonah?
I've been doing great. Been doing great, just, you know, moving forward, and lots of exciting things happening. I talked to you this week, and, you know, just good things from all around, and I think it's, you know, good to start off by talking about, you know, a lot of people – with the December 21st, and everyone expected lots of change to happen. And even people I talk to, a lot of friends and people I talk to, are really sort of disappointed that nothing epic or historic happened. What can you shed some light? Let's start with December 21st and what we're into now. And why do you think nothing epic or historic happened, or did something historic happen and just people haven't noticed it?
Yeah, I think a lot has actually happened. I know for myself, speaking on my behalf and the behalf of my wife, we've gone through profound changes. Also, you know, a lot of people were expecting things to happen because we genuinely were connecting to a timeline that was heading towards monumental changes in what I consider the public arena for all of us to experience. And those actual events, around the early beginning of 2012, the timeline shifted, and, you know, a lot of people were feeling it. I was feeling it. I've always spoken from the heart. I'll always speak from the heart. So there was a very real connection going on there. And a lot of people identified with the way the timeline was heading and the way the changes that were needed. But seems to early, and as it was in stages. There was one in around July of 2012. There was one around October of 2011. So there's been like these really big leaps in energy shifts and the shift in direction of the timeline. So I feel that nobody really got anything wrong. It's just about understanding how we've all collectively felt a genuine heartfelt connection to our forward momentum in the timelines that we were heading towards. And then kind of like with all the hype that was going on, we all seemed to have journeyed into the headspace. And once we went into that headspace, that's when we kind of got into a bit of a trap there. And I think it's been a wonderful lesson for all of us to realize that that's what's happened to us all and how much we've all invested ourselves into the idea and the wanting for things to have such a dramatic change over such a short period of time. Part of me wanted that a lot. And when I dig deep, and I did dig deep, I came to realize, Jonah, that it was the part of me that had resentment towards my existence here. That's what I found as an underlying issue. And then even deeper than that, for me, even deeper than that, because I ended up giving my power away to all these ideas, is the issue of subservience. So, again, I'm still going through the processes that I'm discussing on a regular basis, and we all need to really genuinely realise that, yes, there was a momentous shift around the solstice, and there are races who once were looking upon us in a 3D perspective but now can no longer look at us because our frequency is too high for them. So we already appear as light to a lot of races out there. But because we're inside the changes, we're in like the ship that's traveling through time and space, we kind of don't really notice just how much the changes are that are taking place.
Mm-hmm. That's sort of how it seems to me. I mean, I've noticed myself the last few months, energetically, things are different. When I meditate, things are deeper. I think more experiences are happening to me. And I have talked to many people that have felt this big energy shift. So I personally don't doubt it, but I don't have a big like feel to it like you or many others do, where they really feel it and they can tell a difference. I think I feel it in other ways, just like many of us do, we're just not too aware. But it's very important, to pay attention to these energies and shifts and certain times, so people can know if things change or something happens. Like tonight's a full moon, and it's actually a wolf moon tonight, and I had Linda Starwolf on, and my music artist was a Native American. And I didn't plan any of that, but what are the chances that, my two guests, my main guests, are, Native American on a full moon, and her name was Starwolf. And, so there's lots of things to be said for synchronicities, and I definitely think that since December 21st, the synchronicities have intensified, where I could say things now and a minute or two later they manifest. I mean, it is so fast how fast the synchronicities are. I definitely have noticed at least that part. I could say that there's definitely been a big shift in that arena.
And also our experience of this reality has become deeper. It's far more substantial than it was before. Like I'm experiencing this reality differently now since the solstice. And, and I'm preparing for the equinox that's coming up, because for me personally, I've always felt that the cycle actually ends on the equinox coming up. So that's just my little tidbit. And, I'm not predicting anything around that at all. I'm just feeling that there's going to be another, monumental shift in me and the way I experience this reality. And when our inner world changes, that's when our outer world changes. So I feel that, coming up, the equinox coming up is going to be quite a substantial turning point, a pivotal point, just like the December 21 was, because like we mentioned in our previous conversation, I think now this is the time when we start to really reorganize ourselves and restructure ourselves internally and also our outer world. And that's going to have a flow and effect now, where after the equinox we're going to be really, really implementing these changes that we're going through this period.
Sure. George, hold on. We got to take a quick commercial break. We'll pick up right where you left off. So.
Sure.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
All right, welcome back. We're joined by George Kavassalis, our journey home from Australia. And we, before we went to commercial break, we were talking about the equinox that's coming up. And just talk about what you think may be some more energetic shifts. And talk a little bit about what these energetic shifts are to the listeners out there that aren't familiar. What happens at these different equinoxes that does shift the energy?
Yeah, what it does is allows us to reconnect with more of our greater aspects of ourselves. It's a momentous opportunity to do that. And it's a symbiotic thing because we're also reconnecting with life around us at the same time. So ultimately what's happening is we're becoming more aware of our life, more aware of what's going on around us, more aware of life around us. We, you know, people will be able to start communicating with animals more and with trees more and with the mineral kingdom and the planet and the solar system. We have, we're having friends that have gotten in contact with us lately and are having incredible spontaneous experiences where they're reconnecting with their own star soul light, you know, and just, it just been blowing them away because they didn't purposely want to do it. It's like it's just happened automatically for them. So I feel there's going to be a lot more of that taking place where people will be spontaneously just having these incredible experiences and coming to a lot of realizations, revelations, and, you know, a really substantial hold on the knowledge of life, really starting to understand things on a much deeper level. And I think this is going to be accelerating now. It's like a logarithmic curve. I think the, you know, the gates open and the horses are bolted, and we're the horses that are bolted, and we are really starting to grow exponentially.
And when you, we talk about these energies, you know, something I always bring up on the show for people to do, and lots of people like yourself talk about it, is to go out into nature and be with this energy. Because so many of us and people that listen to the show on their iTunes and iPhones, like, when was the last time you were in nature? And I'm asking all the listeners out there, like, you know, some of them haven't been in nature in years. You know, it took me till the age of 27 to be alone for the first time by myself, you know, at a yoga and meditation retreat. And, you know, so it's important to go out into nature, take your shoes off, ground yourself, and just be quiet, and you will feel these energies that we talk about. And my ex-girlfriend, just a few months ago, you know, she was able to talk to animal spirits and connect to nature spirits, and it was amazing. I was blown away every time she had experiences where she connected and she talked to birds and talked to this, and, you know, and you could talk to the kids and they could communicate openly with the nature and animal spirits, and you know, it's a beautiful thing. The veil is definitely, as many have said, is coming down or has come down. It's just time for people to stop and really feel and pay attention to the energy that is here. I mean, that's what I think.
It's a two-way thing, because they're turning up the juice on the matrix. So it's about numbing your senses too. So, you know, so many people are chasing the buzz factor in the matrix, because the matrix is all about sensory overload. So a lot of people are feeling that in order to, really to have any sort of spiritual experience, it's going to have to be more intense and totally overwhelm them, because it's got to be something greater than what they're currently experiencing in the sensory overload, the matrix, and it's not like that. A true organic spiritual experience is very subtle and very deep. And if you're really caught up in the matrix a lot and you're always listening to loud music, for example, you're always playing computer games, you're always watching movies, watching the ball games, and you're eating all the fast foods and, you know, all that sort of stuff, as long as you're participating in the matrix all the time, or, you know, always having caffeine and things like that, it's going to create this sensory overload, and you're going to be basically numbing yourself from the subtleties of organic life. And that's something really serious to consider here, because what I've come to know is, you know, people have been searching high and low and, you know, and killed and tortured and have massacred, you know, civilizations and everything for the search of this knowledge for life. And what I've come to realize is, yeah, we have it all within us. So there's nowhere else to look but within. But what I've also found is, we're not going to find it in some artifact or some doctrine. What I've come to know is we're incarnated on this planet, so we're having this really deep and intimate relationship with our Mother Earth. And I've come to realize of late, and the experiences that I've had of late personally, is the knowledge is in the land. I've been connecting with the mineral kingdom, like a mountain nearby here, and I connected with the consciousness of the being that is that mountain. And I had an incredible exchange, and I got really deep insights, not only personal ones for me, but overall. It's the honestly, for those of us who have been on this planet and had quite a few lives here, what we did, we as the ancients, we knew what was coming. So we actually hid things, messages, information, energy, and knowledge and wisdom. We've hidden it in the land. It's. I say to people, really feel into where you need to go on Mother Earth's body, because there's a reason why you need to go there. And when you go to these places, and I've been having these experiences for quite a number of years, I get this feeling to go somewhere, and I make it happen, and I go. And when I go there, and I listen, and I experience, it's amazing what actually happens and what becomes revealed. Because this deep, intimate relationship we're having with our mother planet is the reason we exist here. It's paramount to understanding.
George, hold on right there. We've got to take another quick commercial break. We'll pick up where we left off. Hold on one second.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're joined by George Kavassalis from Australia, our journey home. And George, before we left the break, you were talking about our connection that we have with the Divine Mother, how important it is. And with that, we could probably jump into your part from the book. What are we doing here? Creating the galactic womb, solar arena. What are we doing here? Talk about that relationship we have with our mother. What are we doing here at this time? Are we acting as batteries to anchor light for the ascension process of the planet? Are we here just to enjoy the ride and experience ascension? I mean, what is your take on what we're doing here at this time?
Yeah, I think it's a number of things. One of them is when the call went out through the universe before this galaxy was created to create these fractal realities, there were those of us who heard the call and knew it was our time to be part of the management crew in co-creating it and managing these fractal realities, being this galaxy, this solar system, and this planetary body, this planetary reality, which are fractals of the universe. And so there's those of us who are here who are taking responsibility for our co-creation of these fractal realities. And at the same time, it's a symbiotic thing, at the same time, we're completing our journey through these fractal realities. And many people are as well. They're completing their journey through this fractal these fractal realities. And in the process of doing that, because we're bringing everything back into integration, back into balance and harmony, and through zero point or through the eye of the needle, and there's many different descriptions and labels and terminologies we can use, which all really are saying the same thing, is that we are bringing our starlight here, because my starlight and your starlight and my soul light and your soul light, and there's all varying frequencies of different aspects of our beings, is what's needed here right now, which aids in the ascension process. So we're all participating in the ascension process, not as just sorting out our individual karma, our karmic obligations that we have on a personal level, be it through previous lifetimes on this planet, or when you go back into the solar arena and the incarnations we've had on all the different planetary systems in the solar system here, and all the dramas that ensued and played out through that era, and then go back into the galactic arena and what's really known as the galactic womb, and all the incarnations we've had through there, and all the dramas that ensued there. It's been quite the journey, you know. And when we can try and grab the gist of, you know, the journey that we've undertaken and what's actually led us to be here at this point in time, it's an amazing feeling and a really, really deep and substantial understanding that we are all here also bringing our starlight here. And that's like you and I, Jane, we like calling each other Star Bro, because we are star brothers, and we don't just mean that from an extraterrestrial level. We actually mean that because you're actually a star and I'm a star, and we're bringing our starlight into this reality.
That's right.
It's what Big Mama needs right now.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that's so important too, because, you know, I different people have different aspects of indigos and this and that, and I'm like, you know, everyone's a star seed. You know, no one's soul was born in 3D planet Earth. I know that much. You know, I've experienced that myself. So, you know, I think everyone is a star seed. How advanced and how enlightened that consciousness is of that star seed, I think that varies. But I think in essence, we're all star seeds, and we're all here to have an experience. And some of us are here as activators, and some of us are just observers, and some of us are, you know, going to do it again because they're not going to get it right this time. So I think when we talk about remembering the past and remembering who we are, it's really remembering who we really are, all of us, because we all can manifest in the matrix. We all can use the law of attraction. So to me, that's all everyone's a creator then. If this matrix works the same for everybody and everyone has the same abilities to co-create and control the matrix in their reality, well, then everyone's a god or goddess, and everyone has that capability. So that's the message I'm trying to get out, to the importance of how important every single person is. I think that's the greatest secret they don't want us to know. That's, to me, that's what it is. The biggest secret they don't want us to know is just how important every single person is. Every single person on this planet is a powerful leader and way shower. It's just, when are they going to awaken themselves to step into that power, like you and I and many others have? But I think, you know, we're all star seeds trying to get that remembrance back at whenever we're ready to.
Yeah, I have a saying, you know, everything, you know, remembering the past and everything that we've seen and everything that we've been, everything that we've done is actually the remedy for the future, because knowing where you've come from helps you to understand where you're at now, and then helps you to realize where you're headed, because that's feeling into your river of life. When you're in the flow of your river of life, you know where your river is actually flowing from. And that's a really, really big thing to understand, where we've come from to actually be here. And you realize the different roles that we play for each other. And then we get out of judgment, you see, because then you realize you played the role of the good guy and the role of the bad guy. We've played the good, the bad, the ugly, the magnificent, and everything in between. We've played all the roles for each other. And that's when we've done that, and you realize that about yourself, that's when there's no need to judge anyone anymore.
Yeah, it's I'm just starting to notice that now, that when other people are having experiences that I want to have, I now thank them. And I'm like, thank you for experiencing that for me. I've always wanted to do that. So thank you, because I know now that that's going into my consciousness. And at some point, I'm going to remember that experience in another, because it's sort of, we're all mirrors of ourselves, and it's all unity consciousness. When we get to that point where we all can tap into that unity consciousness, we'll have each other's experiences. And then I think that's when everyone will realize, or most of us will realize, that we are all connected. We all are the same. Doesn't matter color, race, or creed, or anything like that.
You know what's going to be fascinating too, Jonah, with that moment of realization, is we're actually going to be able to feel what it's been like to be on the receiving end of us. So when we've had an exchange with someone else, when we tap into that unity consciousness, really on a consciously aware level, we're going to be able to feel exactly what the other person felt to be on the receiving end of our emanations and our expressions.
Yeah, and you know, even for like myself, when I do leave and connect to source, you know, the last couple of times, the first thing I say to myself is like, dude, stop complaining. Earth is not as bad as you think. You know, it's like when you're with that consciousness and oneness, we forget how beautiful it is to really be here on planet Earth, and how beautiful and what an honor it really is to be living in these times. And even for myself, it's something I have to work on. I may complain or bitch about something or whatever it is. And then every time I connect to source, one of the first things that comes up is this is what you always have to fall back on. You came from this. You know, get back in there, do your job, put a smile on your face, and have some fun. Because it's a beautiful, magnificent, amazing time to be alive, and that's where this whole system and, you know, the Illuminati and all these forces come to control people, because they don't want even people to step outside into nature, because the energies are so strong. You could feel it right now if you step outside with your feet bare and put them in a couple inches of dirt. You know, you're going to feel a vibration, a frequency right now. And that's what they don't want us to do, and to know they want to keep us, you know, locked down the way it is. Do you see any of the systems in this next coming year collapsing, the financial system? I mean, with your sources, with experiences you had, what is your feeling for 2013? I think 2013 is going to be the year where something big happens that does really stop and make everyone look for a second or maybe a few more hours and really start to take a look at themselves and the event that happened. Do you see anything big happening, or what are your feelings, your gut for 2013?
Yeah, I'd probably have to, at this stage, the way I'm feeling at this stage, I'd have to agree with you. And from my sources, it's the big finance boys are actually saying, they're all scratching their heads saying, how's this thing still going? How can it still be propped up? It should have collapsed last year. Right? They're all just scratching their heads. So anyone who knows anything about finance, and I don't really know that much about finance, believe me, I don't. But I've got some friends who are real, I consider them experts. And they're saying to me, as well as all the big boys, they are scratching their heads going, this thing should have fallen in a heap a long time ago. So it's a house of cards ready to fall at any moment. That's the way I would look at it. And when it does, I've been saying, get the popcorn out. So have a good stash of popcorn in your cupboard, because when the show starts, it's going to be an absolute ripper.
And when the show starts, you're referring to disclosure, ascension. What do you mean when you say that? What is the show starts for you?
Well, the show is going to be whatever it's going to be. I don't know what it's going to be, because there's fun in the mystery for me too. I can speculate, but I don't know what it's going to be, is when the first big domino in the public arena falls, and we're all going to know when it happens. And then we're going to like rub our hands together and go, right, some people are going to go, time to roll the sleeves up. Other people are going, okay, the show's on the road. It's happening. It's started. This is what we've been waiting for, and it's started. So there's another group that want to maintain the status quo right to the very end, till the vibrations become so unbearable, then they can relocate their human herd, looking at it from the point of view of a farmer. So for me, it's just going to continue to rise in frequency and shift and change, and there will be some dramas that will need to play out, but eventually it's going to get to the point where all these systems of control and the infrastructure, it's just got to give, because the frequencies are just... If you think of it like these really tightly bound chains, and they're increasing, you know, the tension on the chains, eventually it's going to bust, because the pressure's increasing from within, you know, like from a subatomic level. Our atoms are spinning faster, our molecules are vibrating faster, we are increasing in frequency. So it's like it's slowly creating a pressure cooker situation, and then one day something has to give.
And... you know, when you said that we're just a herd, you know, what popped in my mind is, you know, it's funny, because now I'm on the air and we're yelling, you know, like bloody murder, like, wake up, you know, like, you know, we're the ETs, it's in our DNA, check it out, you know, and then, like, disclosure will happen, and people will open up, and then next thing you know, they're going to be like, all right, everybody get on the ships. And then we're going to be screaming, no, don't get on the ships. And I can already see it, George. I'm telling you. It's like, you know, because then my mother, she'll be like, oh, okay, the ETs are okay. The Obama says they're cool and everyone needs to get on the ships. I'm going to be like, Mom, no, don't get on the ships. You know, it's like, yeah. You know, it's going to be an uphill, you know, a battle, I think, you know, unfortunately for a lot of us, and I was talking about a friend just yesterday, like, this could be another 30, 40 years before things develop and full disclosures here. We're like, what? Another 30, 40 years?
I'm not seeing it like that. I personally feel I've incarnated to play this role and play a role, and it's all, I feel, going to happen within my lifetime. I can't see it. Yeah, I've come to this planet specifically for this task, so I'm here to participate in it, and I'm participating, and, you know, our participation is going to become more significant and more substantial, Jonah, because you look at how far you've come in the last 3-4 years, and just think, we're in an exponential acceleration, an exponential curve of acceleration in change. So we are going to have an incredible capacity to be able to do things. And, you know, I envisage in the future, you know, we talk about it with friends behind, you know, you have these discussions with friends. We know what we're capable of as beings. You know what you should be able to do. At the moment, we're still restricted and we can't do these things, but we should be able to fly. We should be able to bilocate. I can just disappear and pop in your studio and I'm there, and then we're having a chat and I can pop back here or pop over to your place, you know, on the other side of the world and have some lunch together, and I can pop back home and do some ironing or whatever, you know what I mean? We should have the ability to be able to do these things, and I feel that it's going to get to the point where we are going to change so substantially that we will have incredible capabilities. And we're going to be far more effective in doing what we need to do. And we will not only match the counter resistance energy or the, you know, from the forces of limitation who still want to implement their measures right to the end. We're going to far exceed anything that they throw at us. And I feel there is going to come a point in time where we're going to be functioning with ease and grace and really transforming this world in such a wonderful way.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. That resonates with me. I definitely think within the next few years, by definitely 2020, full disclosure and things like that will definitely be already happened or happening on the planet. I don't see how it can go any further. And again, this is ancient knowledge. This is not knowledge that we're coming up with or, you know, stuff. This is stuff that I've experienced and what George have experienced. And it's stuff that people need to really search out for themselves to have their own experience. And I said that earlier in the show. People need to hear what we say and then look it up, Google it, YouTube it, you know, do your research and have these own experiences for yourself, because that's really the only way you're going to learn is through experience.
It is, and it's amazing how many people are getting in touch with us and saying, oh, you know, we've heard you talk about these experiences you had and this, that, and the other, and they're having them, you know. Yeah. And it's amazing how many people are now having these incredible experiences. They're reconnecting with their own, you know, internal core star essence, their starlight or whatever label you wish to use about that. And, you know, they're having them, and it's wonderful. And people are just saying, you know, we never expected this change to happen, but it's just happening to us. And that's the beauty of it, because a lot of people think you've got to force it, you've got to make it happen, and you don't. You've just got to be able to flow in your river of life, meaning just be, just let go of really trying to force things and allow yourself to flow more. And when you're more in your flow, that's when things spontaneously, you know, miraculous things occur. It's a wonderful place to be.
Absolutely. And another thing is to always take some time for yourself. That's one thing I've been doing of lately, and it's really the first time I've even done this, is like, you know, meditate in the morning or little things like that to really just slow down so you can enjoy or feel these energies that we talk about, because it is a magnificent time to be alive on the planet and experience all these changes. It's been drastic the last, you know, 10 years since 9/11 and all this and everything else that's spun from that. So it's it's exciting to see how this will all unfold. And for all the listeners out there, just stay tuned. And George, as always, thank you again, Star Brother, for coming on the show all the way from Australia and taking the time out. And ourjourneyhome.com is your website. And I'm sure we'll hear from you again.
Ourjourneyhome.com.au.
.au. Okay, that's right. I got to get that correct.
It's all right. A little splash of gold on the end there, Jonah.
That's right.
So if I could just have a closing, can I make a closing quote?
Sure.
Is don't allow your desperation for change to cloud your powers of discernment. That's one of my quotes, and I think it's a very important one.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for ending on that note, and sending you much light and love to Down Under, and we'll speak to you soon. Thanks, George.
Thank you, Jonah. Shine bright, Star Brother.
You too. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back after these messages with a wrap-up.
Many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back to the show, another epic show, as always, on Starseed Energy Radio, always bringing you the latest news and updates and visionaries and luminaries and whatever you can think of from around the world. We had 7 guests on tonight, a stellar show. Just want to give a shout-out again to the Crystal Tones crew, Crystal Tones. Check out crystalsingingbowls.com. They have amazing crystal singing bowls. They are a big supporter of the show, and I will be joining them for 2 weeks. I'm flying out next Thursday to Tucson, Arizona. So anyone out in the Tucson area at the Tucson Gems Show, check us out. I'll be at the CrystalSingingBowls.com. I'll be at their actual booth where you have to take off your shoes because the crystal sacred sounds and frequencies carry through you much better when you're grounded with the planet. So that's going to be pretty exciting to hang out with the guys and learn more about it for myself. So we'll be out there for 2 weeks. I'm flying back to Atlanta, Georgia, where we have David Morris's Area 51 Presents Be My Furry Valentine going off down there. I'll be doing a live broadcast, doing some interviews and stuff from that event as well. Check out the events page on StarseedEnergyRadio.com. Also, for the latest news and updates, got my Twitter feed, Facebook, Android app, iPhone, and we're launching very soon the new Starseed TV. Don't tell anybody, but Starseed TV is well underway. We have over 30 different shows and music artists on board right now, and it's very exciting. Wait until the world sees this. And another couple events just want to mention real quick. We have the Ciroc Live in Asheville event. We have the Cosmic Reunion March 30th and 31st at the Temple of Light in Irvine, California. I'll be going out there doing a live broadcast as well with those guys. And also the Starseed Alliance Conference 2013 in Sedona, Arizona on March 8th. I'll be out there as well. StarseedAllianceInternational.com is the website. And now for our upcoming guests. We have a lot of upcoming guests over the next few weeks. Next week we have Dr. Dream coming on. He'll be joined by Ilya and also Neil from the Portal to Ascension, the producers who are on tonight. Dr. Dream is the actual MC and one of their keynote speakers. He's traveled over 100 cities and facilitated more than 160 events all over from Los Angeles to across the world. And he is very well known for what he does, holistic healing, humanitarian entrepreneur, and international speaker. Dr. Dream will be joining us. Check out drdream.com. And we have Dr. Boyd Purcell coming back on. He's got a new book out. We also have Rora, artist, musician, model, and crystal ball master from Tokyo. We tried having her a few weeks ago, but the Skype call did not come through, so she'll be joining us. And also that same show, we'll be having, I said, Ilya and Neil again coming back on and giving us some updates on what they're doing and with their event that's happening out there. We also have Jenny Electric coming on the 9th, also February 9th. We have Martin from Surfer coming back on from the UK, giving us an update. And on February 9th, we also have Nora Harold coming on. Nora has been channeling, lecturing, and doing healing for over 20 years. She'll be coming on. Also on the 9th, we have Dr. Tori for a full half hour and Howard Dean from FloridaEcoNetwork.com and Dr. Mark Miller. So that show is packed. Martin, Jenny, Nora, Dr. Tori Howard, and Dr. Mark Miller. I think we have, what, one, two, three doctors on? Or two doctors? Great show. And then after that, we have Frank Joseph on and Kelly Jones March 2nd. Many more guests coming up. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com for the latest news and updates. Another epic show. Thank you all the fans, everyone out there. Light and love. I will see and be with you all next week. Here's some more Stands with Bear. Enjoy.